Macquarie Radio Network's Summer of Cricket.
I'm getting very uncomfortable about the jokes being cracked about my binoculars. It's the fact that there is an element of truth in it, and I kid you not, that at one stage late yesterday afternoon, I picked them up, couldn't see through them properly because one of the lenses had fallen out.
As in he comes again.
Bowls and he wraps him on the pad, charges down, and the umpire gives him out. LBW, the fourth LBW of the day. Round the wicket to Peter Neville, who's advancing and piercing the gap between cover and mid-off with a lovely drive for four. And it brings up the Australian 300.
I think I heard the names Mackay and Klein just being whispered in the back of the commentary box a little while ago.
Is that your firm of accountants, is it?
With those awful binoculars you got, Tim, was that almost the shot of the day for you?
I'm not sure which lens to look through, Dino.
You've got to turn it round first.
Neville is using his feet, non-driving, and getting it through. Beautiful shot.
50.
Raises his 50, and he has steered this comeback, which actually has Australian supporters daring to hope.
Fenimore leading edge, and he's caught. He's got his wicket finally, and Hazelwood is out.
Maharaj round the wicket, gives it plenty of air, and Lyon is out. Adjudged LBW. He's asked for the review immediately. Umpires call, and that means the test match is over. Australia all out for 361, and South Africa win by 177 runs.
It's an amazing record, isn't it? That's three wins in a row now at the Wacker. This is a fortress for South African cricket, and they know how to come back. This is a resilient cricket team. Their best batsman, AB de Villiers, is not... he's not in for the first couple of test matches. Amla, probably their second best batsman, didn't really contribute in this game. And their greatest fast bowler of all time got halfway through the game, and they have really thrashed the Australians.
A tremendous performance by South Africa. They've outplayed Australia in every department, batting, bowling, and in the field as well. Having said that, they did drop a couple of catches in this innings, one to Peter Neville when he first came in. But their resilience, they've just stuck to their game plan. One of the things about South Africa is there's nothing fancy or flash about them. They just go about their business. They do it well. They get the ball in good areas consistently. They don't give their wicket away. They value their wicket when they bat. And you said it, Flem, the openers didn't really make a contribution for South Africa in this game, and yet they walk away victors by 180-odd runs, and that is a tremendous performance. But no, the Australian players have got to look at themselves and the performances they've put in this match, and no doubt Darren Layman, the coach, will be sitting down with them and having a chat with them. Yes, they move on to Hobart and start again later in the week. But there's a lot of soul searching to do by several of these Australian players, and they've got to start playing test match cricket, in my opinion. I don't think they had a lot of cricket coming into this test match in terms of the longer game, and there needs to be a lot more work and thought about how they approach and go about their business with the bat.